Good evening, all. Bell and Sperling Show coming up. Myself, Martin Bell,
and Johnny Sperling. I thought you were going to say Johnny Sperling.
No,
no, with him, Martin Bell,
and him, Johnny. What's your name?
Johnny Gilbert.
Definitely Johnny Sperling. It looks like him. You look like you.
But I've got glasses on.
Oh. Coming up on the show, we're going to be talking about the Capri. Yeah, the Capri's back in town. They're going to bring back an electric version. We're going to talk about Galaxy. The chocolate bars are up 51%. Do you want to talk about Spurs, John? Do you want to talk about Spurs?
Not really.
No? Okay. All right.
Some bottom so that the dancer just won't hide.
Then talk about the potholes. Anybody been down a pothole? I have smashed my wheel about 300 times.
I have. My friend.
Go on.
He did it 5 times in 1 week. Had to call the RAC. 5 times. In the end, the bloke went, "Is that you again?"
Had to call the doctor. Also going to talk about some of the TV shows you'd like to come back.
Listen to me. Cynthia and Jerry got a message that said,
all the squares for us.
Guess what? Roy Hodgson is back in management. He's 312 years old. Here we go. Ah, it's good to be back, John. John was in Spain last week, and you're back. You're back.
I am back.
You're back, and I mean, we're flying straight off after this to Newcastle, aren't we?
Oh, yes.
Straight off this show.
Yes, we are. We are flying.
Yeah.
Why do you lie to these people, Bell? Because you know that you're driving up there.
That's right.
It's going to take you 5 hours there and 5 hours back. You know I want to fly. Why are you telling them that we're going to fly?
Well, the reason why I'm telling them is because why? Immediately after this show, we're actually on television. Immediately after.
Oh, I see.
And if I tell them that I have to drive, then they're going to know that we're lying. But if I tell them that we're flying, we might have a chance of doing Nigel Farage's show tonight. That's the reason why.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I ruined it, didn't I?
You sort of did, yeah, because you hadn't thought it through.
I didn't think it through. But I would like to fly there.
Well, no, we're going to fly to Aberdeen, I think.
Oh, we are now?
Well, I think we might get the train. We might get our own train, like the royal family do. Because we've got to do... We're actually doing the Nigel Farage tour at the moment, which is on GB News, and we do it on a Thursday, part of the tour. And tonight we will be in Newcastle. Mm. And then in a couple of weeks' time, we're in Norwich. And then at the end of the tour, we go to Aberdeen.
Yes.
Nice.
And then I fly straight to Spain.
And then you come down to Glasgow and fly to Spain, don't you? And I don't. I just go to Romford Market.
Is it still there?
Romford Market?
Yeah.
It is, but it's just... Anybody listening to this show, if you remember the great days of Romford Market, it's just not what it was, is it?
No. Well, I remember the great days of Romford Market, but I didn't go there much.
Did you not?
No.
Do you remember that you used to get off the bus?
I was the big market fan.
No, but the atmosphere, the atmosphere of the market.
Oh, no, I know.
The smell of the hot dogs.
Oh, and the hot dogs.
Of course you did. Of course you did. And the shouting out,
free for a pound.
Free for a pound.
Free for a pound. The best hot dogs, son.
Yeah.
Best hot dogs outside of football ground.
Yeah. Well, it still is.
Shadow of a doubt.
I think it still is. If
outside Spurs. Did you remember that one outside? I'll never forget, we went to a game once, and can't remember, Ted was playing.
Teddy Sheringham.
Teddy Sheridan was playing, mm-hmm. and you had to run in, left me behind
to get the tickets.
Yeah, and I couldn't find.
Well, Teddy used to leave us tickets on the door, and he would put them in a different name, wouldn't he? He wouldn't put like Bell and Spoonie. It'd be like Bob Monkhouse, and you know, Trevor
but I
Francis.
Couldn't find my way in.
No,
do you remember?
Well, it's a big stadium.
It is a big stadium. So I stayed outside and ate about 6 hot dogs.
Oh, you missed the game, didn't you?
I missed the game.
Yeah. It's about right, isn't it? There's a lot of things you've missed.
That's how I know how good the hot dogs are, mate.
Yeah, yeah. Well, things have slightly changed now. It's all a little bit corporate, isn't it? I mean, we've done a gig at the new stadium together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's all a little bit, it's cashless. You can't spend cash there.
It's very nice. It's to watch the game is beautiful, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's so clear.
Yeah. But the team was so rubbish.
They're so rubbish.
And I'm not even a Spurs fan. I mean, you know, we
yeah, get... but you've got a soft spot because you go there a lot.
I don't, you know.
Ted played for him.
Teddy played for him. And if you don't know, Teddy's a close mate of ours. And over the years, we spent a lot of time there on the two sort of seasons, the two eras that he had there. I think his first era was about 6-7 years, and then he went back for another.
But he went back, didn't he? Yeah.
2 or 3 years after Man United. But we get to do the gigs there at the stadium, which is great for the fan zone. If you're a Spurs fan, you come and see us at the fan zone area, which is brilliant, the White Hart area. Mm. But at the moment, listen, I'm a West Ham fan, and this is tough at the moment being a West Ham fan.
It's very tough.
It really is.
At least we're still in the top four. Are we?
Sort of ish. You're in that area, that vicinity.
It's not going to
We're
last.
In the vicinity of the bottom four. Mm. That's where we are.
Yeah. Who you got now? Did they get rid of him?
Well, our manager?
Yeah.
David Moyes? No, he's still there. But this is the same as your manager. You just went... He's gone back to Italy this morning.
Well, yeah, but hang on a minute.
Antonio Conte has gone back to Italy. Yeah. Now, we've got a break now because the England team are going to play, okay? But the rest of the players... still got to go to Spurs and still got to go training. Well, Antonio Conte's not taking training for the next 10 days. He's gone back to Italy.
Well, we're better off with the caretaker. What's his name?
Mason. Ryan Mason.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah. Well, he's going to take over for the next.
We won all the games with him.
Well, this is another thing, isn't it? Now there is words that Pochettino might come back. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's. I don't. Surely he won't. Will he?
I think
after the way he was treated.
I agree.
I wouldn't.
But I think it's a wonderful thing to go back to.
He should never have gone. No.
Yeah. He was a group. Yeah, I think he was one of your best managers.
Yeah, absolutely he was.
In saying that, we just talking about Roy Hodgson, Patrick Vieira has gone from Crystal Palace, and rightly so. Yeah, I think they had one shot on target in about 20 games or something. Yeah. Something stupid. Roy Hodgson has gone back there. He's 300 years of age.
That I think that's a bit of a mad decision.
So do I. I think it's just to see him out to the end of the season.
See him out to the end of his life, you mean?
Roy's sitting at home, isn't he? Roy's sitting at home just reading the paper, and he gets the call again, and they go, all right, Roy? I'm not going to do Roy's voice. I don't want to get into trouble here, okay? But Roy's sitting at home. He said, yeah, not bad. And they said, what are you doing for the next couple of months? Well, just sort of seeing me life out.
Yeah. I mean... Surely,
you know. And they said, "Well," he said, "you know, would you like to come back?" And he said, "Well, can you give me a couple of hours because I've got to get out of this seat?" You know, I just it's a mad decision.
We did a funny song about Roy.
We did.
Once,
yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah. Didn't we rewrite the Sven song to Roy, 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 Roy,
no,
Roy, Roy?
No,
Roy.
No,
was
we
it
didn't.
A new one?
No, I think it was a new one.
Was it really?
Because I remember Roy. That's what I remember about it.
That's right.
Do you remember it went Roy? We'll have to dig it out and play it.
Yeah, we should.
It was for the 2010 World Cup. I think.
When was he manager? Yeah.
Oh no, no, because that was foreign fella.
They've all been foreign, to be fair.
No, they haven't.
Capello would
that
be
was
around
2010.
2010. So I think Roy would have been after.
Or was he before?
Oh.
It's hard, isn't it? Was he before or after?
Do you think I should Google it? I've got my phone next to me.
Go on, Google it. Google.
Hang on a minute. We tend to turn our phones off while we're doing the radio. But, yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, Here's a good one. Yeah. Who would you bring back? Who's an old manager that's like really old? Like for instance, would Alex Ferguson do a decent job for a season if he went back there now? I wonder what the dressing room would be like if Alex went back.
Well, it would be
there.
Very strict, wouldn't it?
It would, yeah.
He was strict.
I just wonder whether Alex Ferguson would allow all this Instagram.
How old is he now?
Oh, let's Google that as well.
What is he, 70 odd?
He's 70 odd, yeah. Alex. Yeah, I mean, no, I've come up with his net worth. Hang on a second.
His net worth a lot.
He's got a load of racehorses, hasn't he? Alex Ferguson. He's 81 years of age.
81.
Okay.
I wouldn't bring him back.
No, but what I'm saying is, what would he do for a season? I know for a fact the players that played in that, you know, me and you have met a few of those players over the years.
Andy
that,
Cole.
The way that dressing room was...
Scholes.
Was...
Heady days of Scholes.
But they loved him. They loved him, but they feared him.
Very much so, yeah.
Now, if... And there's that great story, isn't it, where Lee Sharp was a great winger.
Yeah, right? he was.
Great winger, but he was a bit of a playboy. He's out and about. He's out in Deansgate, and he's having a drink every night. Okay, Ryan Giggs comes on the scene.
Yes,
right, as a bit of an understudy to Lee Sharp. Mm. Right, and Ryan Giggs is going to be the superstar. And Lee Sharp says, "Come round, mine. We're going to go out for a drink." Right, we're going out. And so Ryan says, "Yeah, but we've got training in the morning." Mm. He said, "No, don't worry about that."
In those days, come round,
Right. And he gets his clothes. Brink takes his clothes around to Lee Sharp. They're getting changed at the back. And there's a knock at the door. And Lee Sharp opens it, and Alex Ferguson's standing there. It's about 8 o'clock in the evening.
Oh, I think I remember.
And he said, "What are you doing? Where are you going?" And he said, "Nowhere. Smelling of aftershave." But it's all spruced up. And in the background, you just see, I think Ryan Giggs went run across the kitchen area to hide. Alex Ferguson burst in and said, and that was it. No, don't.
Well, it was like, what's his name, wasn't it? God, remind me. I can never remember
Ronnie Wood?
No. He managed Leeds for a while, but then
Brian Clough. Brian
Clough, I mean. Yeah. The governor of governors.
Without a doubt, yeah. Yeah.
Would he?
Of course he would. Yeah. But this is
what he did to his own son that time.
Nigel.
Yeah.
What did he do?
Let him play. He only went out to babysit, and he came back. Went right. That's it.
You're not playing.
You play tomorrow.
Well, the. I mean, we know that when Teddy was at Forest for a year, there was a great story. I think when Cluffy came in after a game, and he said, "Right." He said, "No training tomorrow. Don't worry about training. I'll see you Saturday." Right, I'll see you next week. And so he walked out because they'd played so well. And he said, "Don't worry about it. I'll see you next Saturday." And all of them looked at Stuart Pearce, who was the most senior player there. And, and they went, "Stu, what? We got no training this week." Stu went, "Yeah, just come into training tomorrow. I'll sort the training out. Don't listen to him." It's mad, isn't it?
Really?
It's a great little story, isn't it?
Should we play a song?
Should we play a song?
People want to hear music, don't they?
Okay. We were talking about...
what were we talking about?
We can either go with Squeeze, Tempted, or Steve Miller Band, Abracadabra.
I would go with Abracadabra.
You sure?
Yeah.
I mean, do you remember where you were at the time when you heard this track?
I remember it was 1983. That's what I do remember. Oh, no, 82.
Is it?
How
have you got that wrong?
No, it was 82, Abracadabra.
Man. Let's have a bit of this then. Steve Miller Band.
Every time you call my name,
Never heard this ending, John, have you?
It's a bit surreal, isn't it?
It's a bit isn't
it? Is it the single version?
Who knows?
Or is it the album version?
Let's see what happens.
Copy the album version.
It's a lot of Doctor Who at the end, wasn't it?
It's got a bit
punk out. Steve Miller Band there. Abracadabra was just talking about when you sort of first... Remember that? It was it 1982, John? Was it
1982? Yeah. But early 1982.
Great record.
Because I sang it in. In fact, it was one of the first songs I ever sang live.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, I sang it
with the band.
with a little band in New York.
Did you?
Yeah, because we went over to stay with some friends. Yeah. She was a singer in a band, and they used to do like covers.
Yeah.
And I can remember they did that one. And I got up and played the...
Cowbell.
Cowbell, yeah.
Yeah.
And sang with them.
Oh, there's a cowbell running through that.
Yeah, I was petrified.
Yeah. first gig.
Whoa. My legs were shaking.
So you were... My first gig was 14. I was 14.
Was you?
I was 14, yeah.
Gig. Yeah.
I was live gig. With a band. And I remember sort of walking to school. I went to West Hatch in Chigwell. And I'm walking to school that morning, learning words in my head, singing them to myself because we're playing that night.
Yeah.
It was at the Norwegian ground in Barking.
Cool.
It was a football thing, you know. It had a lot of clubhouse. I think we only knew 5 songs.
Did you play covers?
Three of the songs we'd written, which are still vile.
Yes.
Vile songs.
Vile.
Absolute vile. And I think we knew House of the Rising Sun.
We did that.
Yeah.
Always did that. Who's the guitarist?
I was the guitarist then.
Did you do the doom 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 doom? Oh, you got that.
Of course I did. Yeah, it was the first song I ever learned. But then you get to F, and
one of the first
F is an evil chord to play.
It's one of the first riffs you learn on the guitar.
It is, yeah. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, four chords, and then I think we, what was Money?
Money, That's What I Want.
Yeah,
by the Beatles.
Yeah, the Beatles, and didn't Ringo Starr sing that?
No, John Lennon sang it, but it wasn't by the Beatles.
No, it was an old song.
Yeah. It was an old soul.
That's what I want.
We'll have to play it.
Oh, we'll try and play it.
We'll try and play it.
There was a cover around about that time. That's probably why we picked
it. Yes, but it was a very weird one.
As a girl
singing. I need money. That's what I want.
That's right.
Do you remember that?
Exactly. And I think that's why
we play that version?
Let's try and play that version.
Who was it by? I can't remember. Very weird cover.
Not Toya Wilcox, but like Toya Wilcox.
Kind of Toya Wilcox.
She looked like Toya Wilcox.
Yeah. Do you know what?
I think she looked like Toyota Wilcox.
Do you know what? Toya Wilcox, I cannot remember one song by her. Come on.
No.
No.
Still pops up on television.
She does.
I don't know how.
She does some good things on YouTube, I think, with her
does she?
With her husband.
Right.
But I can't.
No, nothing like that, surely. John, I just one of the questions that we was asking, if anyone was listening earlier, was talking about Roy Hodgson.
Yes.
Roy Hodgson, 75 years of age. He did manage England from 2012 to 2016. So he took over from Capello and he did the Euros 2012. I think we got 1 point in three games. Then he went to the World Cup. Oh, no, sorry. The Euros, we got knocked out 4-2 on penalties. He went to the World Cup 2014.
Yes.
And we got 1 point from three games. And they kept him on. And then you remember in 2016, we got knocked out by Iceland. Now, Iceland only got 9 people living there. And 7 of them are frozen.
Yes. what's his name come? Gareth Southgate come straight after him?
I think, yes. Must have done.
Oh, he must have done.
There was no interim, imagine, was there?
I don't think so.
You know, there's one. We spoke about it. We've worked with him over the years and done some great stuff with him. Harry Redknapp never got the job, did he?
He should have done, shouldn't he?
But he was about to get the job. He was about to get the job, and then
he went to Spurs. Is that right?
No, he was leaving. I think he was leaving Spurs to take the England job. I think. But
I thought that he went to Spurs. You may be right.
I think it was coming out that it was going to be England because he was doing so well at Spurs. And that's another manager I thought done one.
Very
at Spurs.
Strange that was. He set it up for Poch.
I think so.
He set it up for him. Yeah, without a doubt.
But I do think that they said that there was too many skeletons in the cupboard with Harry. The FA have got to be straight and straight, and then they take on Sam Allardyce. Oh, no, yeah. I think Sam took the job, didn't he? Sam took the job straight after...
Sam Allardyce,
straight after...
Roy Hodgson.
And then was only in it for about four
That's
weeks,
right.
And then he was then got caught.
Would you keep Southgate on now? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I can hear people screaming no.
I'm not screaming no, but I'm just...
I'll tell you what, I had a discussion about this recently. You're in safe hands with him. I don't think...
I don't like safe hands,
No, but sometimes...
He's a bit too
sometimes, safe, like our recent, you know, like Liz Truss coming in, she
wasn't safe.
She threw an hand grenade into the situation. And maybe it could have worked, I don't know. But sometimes you need a bit of safe hands, and that's why Rishi Sunak at the moment is the fella that you go, yeah, go on, he probably knows what he's doing.
Oh, he's a bit creepy for me.
What, Rishi?
Yeah.
Is he?
I can't get on with him.
Everyone's a bit creepy, though, aren't they?
They are.
I mean, if you've got Keir Starmer and it's creepy, everyone's a little bit, it's a bit, I don't know, there's no one inspirational.
The only one that wasn't creepy was Boris, but he was a buffoon.
Well, they've said this morning, haven't they? They've said the headlines on the papers are that, you know, I didn't know, I may have misled, but I'm not a liar, I'm just a buffoon. Rubbish. Yeah. What do you think of the show so far?
Rubbish.
And the trouble is, who can you trust? The only thing I'm saying about Rishi is he's a bit safe hands at the moment. He's trying to get things back on
track. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, Gary Lineker don't like
him. It's easy for you to say.
Gary Lineker. He don't like him, does he?
I don't like Gary Lineker, if I'm honest. No. What's a wet weekend is?
Have you found in the last, I don't know, is it 20 years, maybe 10? Mm. No, 10.
Yeah.
That, I mean, we never used to really, no one used to talk about politics much. I mean, it wasn't so left and right.
Yeah.
Was it?
No, you're right. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And even if someone was, I remember a lot of my dad was conservative all his life. But a lot of people were Labour. Mm. My mum's family were Labour.
Yeah.
And my dad's family weren't. Yeah. But everyone got on.
Yeah.
Nobody, there wasn't this.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everyone got on.
But everything is so divided. And I think it's because it's 'cause of social media. And the reason why, John, is because we didn't know what everyone's views were.
No, that's very true.
We just got on with life. Mm. And we just said, well, that lot are running it. That's who we voted in.
It's like when we go and do Farage, a certain person always puts up, what are you going to do that for? Or you, whatever, you know.
Yeah, on your social media.
On my social media.
Yeah. A friend of yours who detests Farage. And I can understand people detesting Farage. I was talking to a friend of mine. He's Polish, so he's definitely going to hate Farage. And he said, I hate the man. And I said, yeah. I said, I totally understand. I said, look, you know, but there's certain people that I hate. And, you know, it's not going to divide me and my mate who's Polish.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
No, of course not.
Immediately, I change the subject and we start talking about football.
That's it.
And that's, you know, and that's how you get away from it because it shouldn't drive a wedge between.
No, it shouldn't, but it does, doesn't it?
Well, because we're in such a state. The country is in such a state. Europe is in such a state. The world is in such a state. For my daughter, who's 18, for 18 months ago, when she was 16, she said to me, I wish I grew up in your time.
Yeah, I mean, that's sad.
That's weird. Say,
I mean, I loved our time.
Yeah.
You know, and for them to acknowledge that this is not as good as our time.
Yeah. I mean, my family were conservative voters, but my dad was a working class fella, and I think there was a hint of Labour
in him.
You know,
yeah.
He hated giving the corporations, he hated paying British Telecom. He hated paying the electricity and the gas. He said it's a monopoly. You know, there's no competitor. I mean, there is now. There's a bit more competitive.
He was a hard working man,
my dad. And he at the same time, he realised, I think, in that sort of late 70s period when the tax went through the roof, he was like, well, I don't want to be working.
No.
This hard, getting up at 5 a.m. to go, well, you know, he was a steel erector, and he's like, he doesn't want to be.
That's easy for you to say.
It certainly is. Or in fact, he's not. But, you know, sort of lumping steel around all over London.
Yeah, yeah.
And then suddenly he's paying 95% tax. So I totally understand where he was coming from. However, I do think that there's certain people that are characters that you like. Tony Blair is actually. He came over as a nice bloke.
Well,
didn't he?
Remember when he got in and it was mad. I mean, he was shaking. It was
rolled
really
his sleeves up.
Rolled his sleeves up.
Mm. So you went, actually, this fella's all right.
Yeah,
he'd do all right. And then he sent us to a war that was for no reason at all, which is terrible.
Yeah.
Let's, John, with the other track we wanted to play was Squeeze, Tempted.
Oh, yes, please.
And I had a wonderful period of time because I was managed by their manager at one point, Mike Hedge. Only for about 2 years, and I met the guys. Not that it had done anything for my career. It never does it? You go, yeah, I'm managed by Squeeze manager. And everyone goes, yeah. When are you going to see on telly?
Well, John's manager you know very well. Agent.
Yeah, Gary Farrow.
Gary Farrow.
Got me on television, but still didn't.
We'll tell the Elton John story in a minute.
Yes, sort of. Can't tell it in full. You
can.
Not really. So what?
Church and steeple, the laundry on the hill,
Difford and Tilbrook, Squeeze, love that track, John. I was just saying to you, I was managed by Mike Hedge, who was managing him at the time, and went to see him at Brixton Academy, and before it, Chaka Khan was a support act.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Just weird, and there was hardly anybody watching Chaka Khan, and then I sort of met...
You mean Chaka Khan?
Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan. I used to know him.
Did you?
Chaka Khan, let me rock you, Chaka Khan. Let me rock you, a feel for you. Chaka let me tell you what I want to do. I want to love you, I want to hug you, I want to squeeze you.
Oh, he sees good.
Let me take you in my arms and feel you. Come on, Chaka. Because you know I want to keep you warm, Chaka. I want to rock you, physical cheese. I want to rock you, Chaka. Baby cheese, baby, I want to squeeze.
Oh,
there, there. And it wasn't right, but
it sounded good.
I used to love it.
But yeah, I met Chris Difford beforehand, wow. And the singer of that, and he was very polite. He said, "Who are you?" but yeah, brilliant times of going to see bands, and what a great band to write songs. We were just talking about Elton John, our famous Elton John. Well, I did go and meet Elton John with Teddy Sheringham.
You can't tell that story.
I can't tell that story because Elton was hilarious and he told some funny stories. And
we were talking about Gary Farrow. Yeah. And of course, Gary Farrow, when we had Sven out.
Yes, it was Gary Farrow's sidekick, Chris Page.
Chris Page!
Yeah, Chris Pagey, who is still Elton John's right-hand man to this day. In fact, Pagey posted up a nice picture of him getting on a jet with Elton yesterday. I think in Texas or somewhere like that.
Is he still gigging, Elton?
He's doing the tour. Yeah, this is the last ever tour, so I'm going to try and jump on that. I'm going to try and meet him again. But we got invited, didn't
we? Yes, he was doing a Radio 2 special concert, and he was playing all the, I think it was, he did all the, what album was it? Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
It was a new album, was it?
No, he did the Goodbye Yellow Brick Road album.
Right. It was at the BBC.
It was amazing.
There was only 80 people invited.
Yes.
Of which me and you were two of them. Mm. And you fell asleep.
I did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Through it all.
You were snoring whilst he was playing the piano.
Yeah.
And he was 30 foot away from you. Not even that, 20 foot. And you were snoring.
Shocking.
And I had to keep elbowing you.
Yeah.
And then Pagey said, "Do you want to come backstage, you know?" We go,
I meet him.
And I'm trying to wake you up. And then we finally get backstage and Elton's gone.
He made a very sharp, a very quick exit, but left all the sushi.
Left all the food.
Yeah.
Didn't he? So he was in the green room having good a bit sushi. Of... Bit, oh, it's good old times, it was. Couple of other stories, John, that we pulled out. We like to, on the Bell and Spoonie show, pull out stuff out in the newspaper and have a little chat. I did say they're bringing the old Full Capri back.
Yeah.
They're bringing electric...
Did you know anyone with a Full Capri?
I did. It was quite a dangerous car, the Full Capri, because it was a great shape. It looked like a sports car, but it was very wobbly at the
proper
back.
Essex motor.
Of course it was.
Eh?
South End Sea.
Whoa!
I mean, it was perfect. You'd people outside Tots... South End Seafront would drive round that roundabout.
Round the roundabout, come back down.
Come back.
Tots.
Tots outside there. Obviously, the most
was there. We gigged there.
06.
06.
That was at the airport. John, the most famous Minder the famous car was for Minder.
Famous Minder.
Which
it was the
Terry
white.
Had.
The white. Terry. It's isn't it weird that they were so prominent, those characters, in our life? I mean, we loved Minder.
Yeah.
You stayed in for Minder.
Yeah.
You didn't miss Minder. Mm. And those two, they're both gone. And yeah. Well, very, very...
Well, he did come to our gig, Dennis Waterman, and we met him afterwards, and you shook his hand, and you walked off. And the next morning, I said, "Why didn't you talk to Dennis Waterman?" You said, "What are you talking about?" And I said, "Dennis Waterman was at our gig last night. Kenny Lynch introduced us to him. And he really enjoyed our performance." And you said, "Why didn't you tell me?"
I said, "I didn't know it was him."
Because you didn't even look at him.
No,
you?
I didn't.
Just shook. At the point, you were shaking hands with anybody, weren't you?
Yes.
You know?
I was, yeah. Less said about that, the better.
So, yeah, they're bringing back the new Capri. It's going to do 0-60 in 6.4 seconds, and it's going to be electric, and it will do 310 miles, 300 horsepower.
And it'll be £100,000.
It probably will be about 100 grand, yeah. And, you know, to charge it up,
yeah,
it's going to cost you a load of money. But you'll be out of driving Mayor Khan's ULEZ scheme. Won't you be happy about that?
Oh, yes, lovely.
Yeah, well, there's only about 7 charging points in London. We'll all be queuing up to
get one. Terrible,
idiot. fella's an idiot. In talking about that, we're talking about Rishi Sunak potholes.
4,000 holes in Blackburn, Lancashire. Oh. That is what he was talking about. There were 4,000 potholes in Blackburn, Lancashire.
Yeah, that was, you know, that
for
was
John day Lennon. In the life.
Yeah. At the moment,
in those days, well, that 96. Sorry,
it looks like Rishi Sunak is going to give 200 million towards fixing the holes, but a report has come out and said that the roads are in such a state it's going to cost 14 billion. So I said earlier,
I love the way they talk about 14 billion like it's a couple of quid.
Yeah, but they, I mean, to fix the roads, 14 billion, he's put 200 million to it. It's like giving someone 20 quid and stuff that in your top pocket. Go and buy yourself an house.
Yeah.
Go on.
Love to mum. Love to mum.
Get yourself a nice three bed semi.
Get yourself an ice cream.
It's true though, isn't it? As 200 million, it's not even going to fill the holes in my road.
No.
I mean, I've gone down three. I was coming home from a gig, and you don't notice the potholes in the dark.
No.
And this is a great one, by the way. I'm driving past Alan Sugar's house in the dark.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Shout out. Ow! Ow!
Ow!
Ow!
Ow!
And I was driving past, and literally, it was like a bomb went off in my car. I've gone down this hole.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Smashed. Yeah. Right. This is like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Done your tyre?
Done the tyre and the wheel. The wheel was so bad, it was square. I swear to you. I was going along like a clown.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
You know that clown's car? I used to go along.
Yeah.
And I got home and I called out the RAC and they said, what have you done to this wheel?
Well, you drove on it.
I drove on it.
Well, that's never a good idea.
Well, what was I going to do? Knock on Alan's house or something? So,
you had a phone? What did you wait for the RAC?
Well, I ain't got his number. Got his daughter's number.
Why didn't you just park the car up when you'd done it and just wait for the RAC?
Have you seen he lives in a lane in Chigwell and there's no, it's pitch black dark, right? And I thought, no, I'll limp home. But here's the coup. They say that you can claim right for it. And I wrote to Essex Council on a go, and they came back. This is the God's honest truth. Now this is 2 years ago, right?
Yeah.
For that, well, I've done two or three since then. But this was.
Have you really?
I've done two or three, yeah. I did one 6 weeks ago, coming over, another one coming over for a gig. This was in Waltham Abbey. Went round and round about, smash, bang, whole tyres shredded, completely awful. Anyway, but this one, I thought, no, I'm going to claim.
Mm.
And I claimed, and they said, there's nothing wrong with that road, right?
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with it. And I said, I took photos of it. I went back the next day and went, look at that hole. I said that I could if I got in that hole now, I'd be in Australia.
Yes, yes.
It's that big, that hole.
Oh,
right.
What did they say to that if you can proof?
No. I'm gonna tell you now. A month ago is when those diggers turned up to fill that hole in. That's 2 years.
Oh, goodness me.
Do you know what I sent an email back to that fella?
Go on.
I sent an email back saying I just said you!
I saw the lamplight from your window. I didn't think you were home, sitting there all alone. So I came up to your room to ask you why. Why did you hurt me so? Why did you have to go away? I never wanted anything in my life, not until I met you. I thought you'd see me through all the bad days that I had before I met you. Something in my past never thought it couldn't last forever. There's one thing I can say every day, how I miss you. Oh, every single day, every single day that I'm without you. It's a little bit, that's a little bit, just a little bit. I've ever been hurt.
Great chorus, that song.
Not very sad.
Sad. Sad cafe.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
I was in Marbella.
What?
When I was 16. First trip to Porto Pinos.
Beautiful.
Me and my mate Julian, we were there, and we were, 16?
Mm.
And we were walking through the pool.
Yeah.
And we were 16. So we had a few beers, and we're drunk.
Yeah.
16-year-old, you're drunk, aren't you?
Mm.
After like half a shandy.
Mm.
And so we were walking through. Now, I was playing piano then.
What, as you're walking through?
No. So we went into some bar, and we was in our band, our little band.
Yeah.
So we walked in the bar, started playing.
Yeah.
And then we walked out, and we walked past this group of people.
Mm.
And we were singing Please, Please Me by the Beatles.
Yeah.
And we were doing the, last night I said, so one took the top, one took the, you know, that nice descending thing.
Yeah.
And it sounded good, you know. And these people were, oh, wow, you know, this woman was going, come and sit with us.
Yeah.
So we went and sat with them, and it was the keyboard player from Sad Cafe.
Oh.
Yeah. And his wife.
Sad?
Pardon? Oh, he's very sad.
Yeah. What happened?
And eh?
What happened?
Well, funny enough, we were talking about before how the breaks. I think the manager of Sad Cafe said to me and Julian, come back here in 2 days and I'll have a chat with you because I think you've got potential. Yeah. We would go home the next day.
Oh, really? Does happen, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, me and you have had situations like that where we've gone...
Yeah, oh yeah.
You know, people at Capital Radio, can you come back the next day? And we said, no, we're going Faces nightclub. good old times.
Well, we were gonna have a job on Capital Gold.
We did,
and then unfortunately the 9/11 happened.
9/11 happened. Yeah,
it was.
Yeah. Well, that's not entirely true. In Capital Gold, we was on there for about 6 months on a Saturday doing the football show with true. Jonathan Pearce and Billy Bonds.
Yes.
Which was good.
With Terry Alderton.
With Terry Alderton. Yes. And then we suddenly became a little bit famous and we said we're a bit too good for this.
No, I said that. I did.
You said that.
I know. I was wrong.
We're not doing Capital Gold. We want Capital FM.
No, I was saying we're not doing those gigs anymore. Yeah. Do you remember?
I do remember. Right, anyway. John, a couple of other little stories.
Yeah, yeah.
ITV have had to can a load of episodes of Spitting Image because it had references to the Queen.
References to the Queen, that's right.
Which is...
No, it's cost them $9 million.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, it's incredible.
That. I was thinking, because I didn't know that Spitting Image had actually come back, and I was thinking, what great shows that... would be great to come
it
back.
It did come back, but it wasn't very good.
It didn't really happen. No, well, this is another thing. Who's going to watch? And like, my kids don't watch TV.
No.
You know?
No, everyone watches Netflix.
I would love to see Name That Tune come back.
Name That Tune. But with who, though? Tom O'Connor or Lionel Blair? There was two.
Well, they're both...
Tom O'Connor.
They're both gone, aren't they? They're both not with us.
They're both not with us.
No.
But then what I'm saying is that...
Oh, it's Tom O'Connor all day long.
Tom O'Connor. Yeah. But do you remember it wasn't called Name That Tune? It was called Wednesday Night at 8.
No.
Yes. And Name That Tune was part of that show. Then it went to Name That Tune.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was called Wednesday Night at 8.
I'll Name That Tune in 6. I'll Name That Tune in 5.
I used to love it, did you?
It was brilliant. It was brilliant. Okay, here's another one I've just thought about. Celebrity Squares.
Well, it did come back. It's been back a couple of times.
Very American, wasn't it?
Oh, well, it was. Hollywood Squares, they called it.
Yeah.
I see, it's still going.
And do you remember at the end, when Bob Monkhouse did it?
Yeah, Bob.
And at the end,
the governor.
And they used to open up the suitcase with £1,000 in it. They'd open the suitcase and go,
oh, yeah.
You can win £1,000. You've got to name 8 in a minute. You've
That's
got to
right.
Name, let's say 8 TV detectives.
Yeah, or 8 makes of car or...
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
and you win £1,000.
Yeah,
and that suitcase opening up, it always reminded me of the cream egg advert, right? Where there's a kid went into because I love cream eggs.
Right? I love a cream egg,
and we're going to talk about Galaxy in a minute, okay? Right,
cream your favourite Galaxy,
my favourite. It's gone up 51%. Cream eggs.
Yeah,
the kid used to go and he'd go, I want 1,000,000 cream eggs.
Oh, that's
and he used
right.
to open up a suitcase and he'd got all this wow. money. Brilliant, wasn't it?
Were they great adverts in those days?
Yeah, yeah.
You had the finger of fudge.
Yeah, just enough.
You had, remember?
What was that? That's John whistling, by the way. Go on, oh, go on, tell me. Is it Milky Bar Kid? All right, go on, you've spelt you. All right, no more whistling. Stop it.
People like polo. Well, it was a terrible whistle.
Yeah.
I've got a good whistle today, but yeah. Don't you remember that?
I do, yeah. Yeah.
People like polo. What did that mean? Why the whistle?
Let me think of a good one.
MARGHON Marathon.
Marathon, yeah. Which
changed to Snickers.
Became Snickers. We all became Americanized. Just on that subject, yeah. John, Galaxy, my favourite chocolate.
Your favourite chocolate?
Has gone up 51%.
51%?
Right? It was 99p. It's now going to be £1.50.
Well, for a bar of Galaxy.
A bar of Galaxy. It's owned by Mars, okay? So Mars own Galaxy, and they've put it up by 51%. I just find that...
It's mental. Do you know what? You got to go to Aldi and get their looky-likies.
It's a funny you should say that.
Looky-likey.
There's a few of them that are decent.
Looky-likey.
Yeah.
You know, an Aero, for example.
Yeah.
I think an Audi version.
What's it called?
It's called
there?
Bubble or something. But it's the same.
Yeah. So wait a minute. A Galaxy will be called like Gluton Z or something.
Yeah. They also do like their own sort of Mars bar and.
Yeah.
Some of it's not. You know, you can't beat a Galaxy.
No.
But.
Whew. And
it's like butter. I mean, I love Lurpak.
Yeah.
I ain't paying a fiver.
No. I mean, can you eat a whole Lurpak?
I've tried.
Do you remember when you used to eat sugar lumps?
What do you mean I used to eat sugar lumps?
I remember you eating sugar lumps.
I did. I think, but
one of the greatest stories, I love Galaxy and my brother loved Dairy Milk.
Okay? Right.
And we used to go around to my brother's house in Chigwell. My brother's sadly no longer with us, but we have always been big Chocka fans, our family. And we'd go round, and I'd take my kids round, and there would be a code. If I'd say, you got any chocolate, then they're going to hear, which means it means me and my brother have got to share it with the kids, okay? And we don't do that.
No.
Right? So I'd go, got any stuff? And he'd go, yeah, there's a bit of stuff. In the cupboard.
Yeah, stuff.
Right? And I'll go over to the cupboard and I'll sort of sneak it away. Or he go, it's a bit over there in the corner. I go, all right, okay. So stuff was the word. So I remember going around there and I said, all right. And he went, yeah, the kids sort of started playing. Yeah, my kids are about sort of 8.
Yeah, nine, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And I went, got any stuff? And he went, no. And I said, what? He went, no, I ain't got any. this week? And I went, oh, all right then. Anyway, about half hour later, I went out to his kitchen, and I was making a cup of tea, and I opened the fridge up to get a bit of milk.
And you saw it.
I noticed a big family bar of dairy milk in there. Now, I'm not the winner of the dairy milk.
No.
But, you know, I like the Galaxy.
But if it's there.
But it's there. So I thought, hold tight. So I stuck it in my coat pocket, right?
No.
And I stuffed it in. I said, right, I walked back in the living room. I said, right, we've got to go now. And they went, what? I said, yeah, come, we've got to go. And so anyway, my brother was the old-fashioned, bit like, you know, the old bit. They would walk out and wave you off at the driveway.
Yeah, of course, right?
So we get...
Yeah, he did used to do that.
My brother did that, right? So as we're getting in the car, we're getting, all right, see you later, Paul. And he said, okay, all right, yeah, I'll speak to you tomorrow. I said, yeah, all right. And he's waving. And as we drove away, I wound the window down and I pulled his chocolate bar and I went, see ya! I'm waving his dairy milk. And in my rear view mirror, he's chasing me down the road. Oh, it's great, isn't it? Before we go, John, we've got just a little bit of life on Mars.
Go
because
on.
We're talking about Mars. Let's have a little bit, you know.
It's a god-awful small affair. To the girl with the mousy hair, but her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a sad thing for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools if they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those gay men go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at her. In the best-selling show, is there life on Mars? It's on a merry tortured brow that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Blue Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clown. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be writ again, as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the
one of the greatest lyrics, that, isn't it? Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow.
Lennon's on sale again.
Just a great song. David Bowie, sadly missed. I mean, what a superstar. Gone too soon. You know?
What would he be now? He'd be about 75, though.
You keep asking me stuff that I don't know.
He'd be about
76,
in fact.
I keep Googling it.
4, 5, 6. It'd be 76.
Would he?
Yeah.
Gone too soon, though.
Oh, he's gone too soon. He's gone too soon. He used to say that.
It was cricket, wasn't it?
Gone too soon. It's in the crease.
No. Also, he's gone too soon. Was it David? Who did he say? Emlyn. Who was that?
Oh, David. All right, not David.
No.
David.
David. Oh, Emlyn. Oh, Emlyn.
do this.
He's gone too soon. David.
He done the ice skating.
And he did
skiing.
He was the first
commentator
of
BBC Sport.
Not BBC Sport. He used to do BBC Sport. He used to do what's it called? World of Sport.
World of Sport. All right.
No, not World of Sport.
No, something.
A Question of Sport.
Question of Sport.
David.
Somebody come up with it.
Emlyn.
We'll tell you next. We'll tell you next Thursday. We've got to run. It's been the Bell and Sperling Show on Phoenix FM. Yes. We are running straight off from here.
I'm running all the way.
All the way to Newcastle to do the Nigel Farage Show. If you watch us, it's coming up to
45 minutes.
In 45 minutes, we will be live on GB News.
Yes.
And you will see us singing a new version of Sven.
That's funny, Derek.
It's been wonderful. Enjoyed it as always. Yes. I've been Martin Bell.
And I've been Johnny Sperling.
See you next Thursday. Have a wonderful evening, everybody.
Ta-da.